Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 13th of July, and here in Auroville is partly cloudy, pleasant and fresh after last night's rain on 27 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today promises some sun, then turning cloudy and very warm, and mostly cloudy and very warm over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 29 to high of 37, with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Humidity is on 68% and possibility on precipitation is on 24%. Winds from southwest at 13 km per hour, with occasional gusts on 22 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 9, which is very high. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 8%, and on Wednesday it will be new. So let us see what's going on in this city this week. Tonight we are invited at 5 p.m. at Visitor Center International Zone by Changjo Traveling School from South Korea to a concert with body percussion and tap dance with Batucada Parade and collaboration of music and dance. On Thursday, 16th of July, at Visitor Center again at 8 p.m, the Auroville Theatre Group presents Change. That is a play translated from Tamil play of the same name, Marudala, written by playwright Sujata, and they are saying, "To exist is to change. To change is to mature. To mature is to go on creating oneself endlessly. Progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything." The characters we see in the play are Sundaram, presenting by Anurag Vikram Kate, Vishwa, and the playwright Ashwin Vingeshraman, and the secretary of the Theatre Society, Ramasubramanian Ravi, the actor Ruben Jacob Nieman, and director Anurag Vikram Kate. Assistant of director is Kiran Pandyam, and props and makeup by Janice Maria Frederick, with Premchanath Purushottaman. On Saturday, 18th of July, also at Visitor Center, and again at 8 p.m, we're invited to partake in an evening of poetic pleasures, poetry recital Revealing the Self, with two poetry personalities, King G and Truly Tracy. We should come and see sound take shape. On Thursday, 23rd of July, at 7:30 p.m, at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India International Zone, we can see an energetic performance, Narayani Namastute, of Avishakar Academy, which works in the field of traditional performing arts forms of Gujarat and Rajasthan. This time, they bring to us a fusion of classical and contemporary dance, a specially choreographed show of Garba and Ras. And Kailash Cleaning was cleaning, old cleaning on Saturday, and they continue today, tomorrow, and on Wednesday, they are ready to open Sante, which is Auroville Institute for Integral Health, the new home of Kailash Clinic, situated on the Crown Road next to Arca. They are saying that also they will have new telephone number, 262-3937, and the present number 262-2803 is still valid. The official inauguration of Sante will take place on 15th of August, when all the stuff will be completed. But they're inviting us to celebrate their joy and achievement as they enter together a new phase of integral healthcare. Sunday, 19th of July, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at AVAC, Auroville Village Action Group in Irumbai, we are invited to Women's Festival celebration. AVAC, which also acts as a center for educational outreach on issues concerning feminine hygiene, reproduction, social and financial inclusion, and environmental responsibility. The final day of the Women's Festival celebration will be a four-stage event that celebrates the talent, charisma, and culture of women in the Auroville bioregion. The final day of the festival will showcase cultural performances, speeches, and educational display on various topics relevant to women's health and livelihood. This celebration will be the largest yet, and they're expecting more than 4,500 people to attend. Food will be provided, and donations are greatly appreciated to help cover cost of this monumental event. But if you have any questions or concern, you can call them on 267-887 or 267-8872. Or you can email them to avacoffice@auroville.org/in. Ali Shakti will hold a Source of Performance Energy, a 10-day workshop in August. And these workshops are the distillation of the unique performance methodology developed by Vipanami Chawla and the faculty of Adi Shakti, who have worked with Vipanami for over two decades. These workshops have been lauded as amongst the best training platforms for performance anywhere in the world. The workshop will be conducted from Friday 24th of July to Sunday August 9th. But if you would like to participate, you need to block your seat because they have only limited seats available. You can call them on 9047530689 or 9487514962. On Saturday, 18th of July, at Dreamers Cafe at the Visitor Center, it will be a potluck party for all current newcomers with the entry service. And that one is for the entry service team and the newcomers who are currently joining Auroville. But for one to attend, he needs to respond on this invitation to entryservice@auroville.org/in if you can come and what you might like to bring so they can plan. Tomorrow, between 4 to 7 p.m. at SAI Conference Hall in Town Hall, the Teacher Center invites Auroville teachers to conversation on integral education. This week they will show the film The Forbidden Education, which is in Spanish with English subtitles. This film wants to challenge the current ways of education and its shortcomings. At the same time, it shows different educational projects all around Latin America and Spain, proposing the need of a new educational paradigm. The aim of this film is to help the viewer question how we understand education and introduce the possibility of new models of education based on love, freedom, respect of the interest, pace and learning style of the student. There will be time for sharing after the film. Mira Cultural Group is organizing weekend classes for children, women and men for Auroville and Bioregion. Aurovillians and interested people working on service or unit should contact the numbers 944-300-3708. Or you can send a mail to grace@auroville.org/in. The classes will be in classical musical class, hip-hop, jazz dance class, Bharatnatyam, Veena class, and they would be all held at Saucho building at Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India on weekends, every Saturday between 8:45 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. But the date and time and place of another evening class, they will let you know when you contact them. The funds for organizing these classes are being supported partly by SAIR. The balance amount is to be shared by the students. And we have also a physical theater series from 14th of July until end of August on Tuesdays at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Creeper. In this series, you can explore character development and text embodiment, using techniques from Grotowski and other physical theater practitioners, as well as a dash of clown. There you will use the body to explore a text, either evolving into solo pieces or ensemble-based work. You will also experiment with space, gesture work, and imaginary to support the character and text discoveries. No experience is necessary. But for more information and to sign up, you need to email caridwin@dwindle@gmail.com or you can call her on 7639225831. And psychotherapy and psychological help and healing talks is again available. To get your appointment, you need to call 262-3489 or 944-375-2847 or email to michello@orville.org/in. On Friday, 17th of July at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Alone the Immensity of the Cosmos, a talk by Alain Doresandiram, who is an astrophysicist of the Observatory of Paris. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen an Indian crime mystery, Ugly, made in India in 2013 by writer and director Anurag Kashyap. Tomorrow we can see a West Asian drama thriller, Crimson Gold, made in Iran in 2003 by director Jafar Panahi. And on Wednesday, they will screen an interesting documentary adventure sport on any Sunday, the next chapter. Made in USA, Australia, Canada, South Africa, Spain in 2014 by writer and director Dana Brown. From the Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, to see, know, become and fulfill this one in our inner selves and in all our outer nature was always the secret goal and becomes now the conscious purpose of our embodiment existence. Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.